And if we can just start, if you can state your name and title for me.
Michael Sullivan, Governor's Office of Economic Development. I'm Director of Communications.
Great. Thank you so much. Now, this morning, I believe Natalie Gochner was doing a presentation, and the Lieutenant
Yes.
Governor texted out, Utah has the fastest growing economy in the entire U.S.
Yes.
So where did we get those numbers, and was that for the entire year?
That's for this month. Every month, the Department of Commerce and the Bureau of Economic Analysis gathers the job growth numbers and the unemployment numbers, and those are updated monthly. And so we have been third, second in that area, and now we're first.
Nice. Do you anticipate continuing being in the first for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm not an economist, but I would say this. We have led the nation as a best state for business, for example, with Forbes magazine in 4 out of the last 5 years. We have led been in the top 5 for job growth and for job growth. We've also been in the top 3 for unemployment. So what I'm saying in unemployment, the lowest unemployment, among the 3 lowest unemployment, and among the 5 best in job growth.
Great. Now, does part of your future, you know, the future of Utah and economic job growth include using the property where the prison is right now?
We're not involved in making that decision at the Governor's Office of Economic Development. The Governor has a select panel, and the legislature has a panel that are making that decision, and so we'll stand for their decision when that comes.
If, you know, I'm sure somebody's done models of if we got to use that property for business.
I'd refer you back to the Prison Relocation Commission. They're the ones who have that information,
okay.
And they do have those models. But
okay.
Yes.
So where do you see Utah's future in the next year to 5 years?
Absolutely. One of the things that the Governor's Office of Economic Development can do, working with other state agencies, education, and our partners in the private sector, is to get a little bit of a look into the future. We're excited that we have 6 economic clusters that are showing tremendous growth. We're the 4th most diverse economy in the nation. If you were looking at the slides that Natalie Gochner in her economic report presented, only natural resources are down right now because of the decreased prices of oil. But every other economic segment of our economy in Utah is up. That's good news. That shows how a diverse economy can be good for the entire population. So that when you have little adjustments that occur over time, that the economy remains stable. We see a bright future for most of our sectors. Assuming that the economy and the efforts that people have been putting forward continue.
Okay, and where do you see if oil is decreasing a little bit or lowering their prices, which I think is good for the consumer, actually, but where are green renewables coming in?
Oh, absolutely. Renewable energy is very important. I would refer you to the Office of Energy Development, but I'll speak only briefly to that. We have a new solar project going in central Utah that will provide power, one of the largest in the nation. We have, as a nation, as a state, turned very carefully to renewable resources, to conservation, and to really working a plan forward. You will hear the governor address some of that today.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank
very
you.
Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
You.
Great.